This is Channel One over. Channel One over, and a continuation of this visit with Cookie supper table after about dark now on Wednesday, the 28th of May, 69. This is Channel One over. Channel One over, and a continuation of the visit with Cookie here in the big kitchen about dark, the Wednesday, the 28th of May, 69.
Cost of dollars.
Mmm.
Are they 16 inch?
16 inch. Six ply. Heavy duty.
Yeah. They last you a long time, don't they?
Gosh, yes.
Make you feel like you might get there. Well, that's it, you know. When you get up into the hauling business, you can't play around with cheap tires.
No, sir, definitely not. You've got to have something that when you, that you're not going to be bothered with. And it's Goodyear, nylon, six ply nylon tires. They'll hold up. Well, you put a ton and a half on them and come right on with them. I would be a bit afraid to put 2 ton on it. And come right on in with them. I'm serious. I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't ought to unless you needed to.
That's right. If you needed to, there'd be no sweat. And then a pretty part about this one ton, you've got a 4-speed transmission there. It's got that double low gear in it.
Yeah. That's a help.
It sure is. It ain't going to look as good as this one. But it's going to run as good when I get done with it. Because I'm going to make it run good.
Well, who cares how it looks?
That's right. Looks as though it's only skin deep.
That truck runs pretty good, seems to me, every time I've been in it.
It does. It runs real good.
Yeah, that's the first time I've had anything to haul in. Oh, Lord. I've tried.
Yeah, this AC, it seems to be in real good shape.
Extra fine.
Extra good shape. Wow.
It just looked like it just went flat. Nothing on. Is there actually something on that I don't know about?
No, it shouldn't be.
Just perfectly flat. Don't even turn it.
Well, not only ruin both your batteries, but your car. Your Chrysler has an alternator on it, and you can tear up an alternator.
Yeah. I don't like to and start from a battery.
And that's when you tear up that alternator, that's $60.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what I should have done.
Now, the Ford truck, see, it's got a generator on it.
Yeah.
See? It doesn't have an alternator.
Yeah, well, that little old Ford tractor was that'd been a regular thing, wouldn't it?
But,
it don't take much to put turn them over.
No.
This kind of weather.
Posts that I want to get out, that I want to haul. Cross ties, you know? And I want to use for build me a place to feed my horses this winter. Helen's been griping about some trash in the backyard. And I'm going to have to haul it off. I didn't want to throw it up in my station wagon. Mess it up, you know. Oh, me.
I don't have any more hauling some time. Haul a little more fertilizer, but you want to let this stuff, the potency, go ahead, get out of there before you put on any more. I would have put just the whole 10-10-10 on it, but there was so much, it had taken a good deal longer and all, so I just took the short cut and put this on. I need to spread a right smart in the back pasture. Those cows that keep the back pasture pretty well down.
Yeah,
Of course, not too much. Keep them if they're scrubby.
Yeah.
Don't they? He can eat.
He lost his place there across in front of me.
What?
He sure did. He had to move out.
What happened to him?
I don't know. But he moved out.
Well, what happened to all of this beef sense?
I can't even get in contact with him. I don't even know where he went.
He sold him.
I don't know whether he did or not.
You never know.
You never know. But anyway, I was going to tell you, this fella Thompson, out here this side of on Hawthorne Road out of Gainesville.
Yeah.
The skating rink up there across from J.M. Fields.
Yeah.
Now, he tore it down there and had a tin roof on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to check into that.
Check into that.
I'll check into that tomorrow.
What's that?
He's wanting to take his old cracker if the guy don't pick it up, you know, and make it all back original, like we are the old like we are the old planet.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to... He got them chrome strips, you know, for the old planet, you know? And
yeah.
Got him a bumper and... everything.
That'd be nice.
Now that's the end of this such a fine, quiet, sustained little visit. But the choice part of the whole evening was when we sat down in here. Cookie breathed relief and said it was first time he had sat down. He'd been running all day. He hadn't even had time to drink his coffee. His thermos was half full when he took it home. Then he said, it's nice to go home and eat supper and then clear out. And I missed that. And that just brought up a whole civilization. I had this little knob pushed the wrong way. It's so hard for me to get that thing straight. Now, he also had word he'd found some tractor tires for the front tires for our new tractor, the AC tractor, he calls it. Now, that was another story. He told that outside where the mosquitoes were getting on us, and he told it again inside, and that's where my tape wasn't working. This man had traded for a new car, and he was switching his stuff, and Cookie saw those tires and said, well, now what in the world are you going to do with them? Why, he says, I'll just throw them away. Cookie said, I can use them. But he says, you just take them. And Cookie said he didn't want to put those old tires in that new car anyhow. That's when I said, well, now, Cookie, you are at the hub. You just run into everything. And he admitted it. And he had a nice little talk on John and J.J. John's the head man that puts his name on his check. And J.J. sometimes gives him different orders. And there's a chance, he says, they might put him over there to check out new cars. He said that'd be cleaner work. And wouldn't be as hard either. And he said once he's coming over, and he wasn't going to do anything now but farm for a while. We jumped him a little bit this weekend. I was sort of put out on Saturday. Oh, yeah, I just don't know what happened. And you see this trailer, he hadn't said yet what happened to it. The one the man traded him from down below Orlando for his two-horse trailer. He couldn't get a little man in it last Saturday, and Frank had to ride little man all the way over here. So we done all the work and put out the fertilizer before Frank got here. Yeah, I tell you the truth, it's beautiful now. It's so green. This old little fig tree out here we don't like is spread out. We can't hardly see around it. And I keep saying, now, well, I'll let it go on this time and have figs, and the little cookies can pick them. Well, that's the end of this marvelous little session. Unexpected, holy. I never thought Cookie would tape anyhow. Never thought he'd talk enough to tape when he came over here. And this is 110, Channel 1, over Wednesday, dark, the 28th of May, 69. Channel 1 over, 110. Wednesday, about dark, 28th of May, 69.
I had another little unexpected visit this Sunday morning. Here comes Cookie with a new pickup, that green, small green pickup, Chevy. Laura was with him this time. I just turned on Preacher Gordon on a tape. I'd tape Roy Mason and didn't care for this particular one of his messages. So I slipped. I knew something would happen. It just had to happen. So I slipped on my uniform, and I was in here ready for him when the Cookie caught up to the door. And Faye was in there minding her own business. He talks so low to start with, but he gets a little louder. And this is a remarkable little session. He traded for this trailer, 42 foot. Already had it in place down there. And this is Sunday morning, the 8th of June, 69. Sunday morning, the 8th of June, 69. Sunday morning, the 8th of June, 69. This is Channel 1 over. Now it's about 125.
How long is it? 42 feet. And the cup makes it more than 50 foot.
Yeah.
So, fiddlesticks, I guess that I ain't gonna do that.
I told you.
You know, the corner by the fence was pretty shackly anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just cut the grapevines loose with my pocket knife and threw the stove and just went right on over with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just went on so smooth. I almost tore the step off, you know, but it's almost tore off anyway, so it didn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
It just went over so smooth, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't let go.
Good. That's what the payments will add up to.
Yeah, I've got five more payments to make, huh?
Big payments.
Yeah, it's better to do that than to go into that all drawn out interest.
Yeah.
See what I mean? If I pay it off in five more payments, I won't be no interest at all.
Uh-huh.
See?
It's really not that much. Mama thinks it is, but it's not that much, because... Goodness.
Oh, well, Mama's...
We use that much for groceries a month, sir.
She's at that stage, so it don't make much difference.
But... It'll all work out, I know.
Yeah, it'll work out.
Well, it'll be,
My dad always told me, you can just do what you think you can do. And if you think you can do something and you plan ahead to meet that goal, you're going to meet it. Some way. Ain't that right?
Keep it on your mind. You know.
Yeah, well.
That's life.
You mean you get used to that?
That's what everybody tells you.
Is that right?
Well, guys, like this. If I hadn't went out on a limb to got this trailer, I just couldn't have got it.
You got so much stuff over there. I think if you could just swap some of that in on it.
Well, that's how come you get my down payment. You get everything caught up behind it. I do some fast trading and selling.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes, sir, guy, last week. Man, I was hitting it on every angle, just like that.
He said this truck he's got now 3 times.
God, I was hitting it, missing. There ain't no getting around it.
Why couldn't you? You got stories to tell, haven't you?
Last week, I believe it was the best week that I've had in dealing in some time.
And you work full time?
I work. I missed one day. But that one day, guy, I was just so nervous. I had the headache. I just couldn't go. Friday, I just couldn't make it.
Oh.
I just called him and told him I just couldn't make it.
Well, that'd give you a little time with your other.
Yeah, that wrapped up a couple of deals.
Yeah. Well, now, what all did you get into?
Well, you're going to kick me all over the farm. I sold the Ford truck.
Oh, that, the one you have here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sold it.
But he's got another
for
one.
For cash money.
Well, he got the money out of it.
Now.
Yes.
All right.
Hit it time, even.
Yeah. Got to hit it time.
Yeah.
Okay. That little Chevrolet, you know, that Chevrolet car that I drove down here that I traded the horse trailer for?
Yeah.
I traded it for that truck out there and got $25.
Oh.
And that truck out there will actually do more work than the Ford truck will.
How you figure that?
It's tougher.
It's a Chevrolet.
It's a Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a 3-speed transmission in it. And I hooked that trailer on behind it and just come down here just clipping her just like that.
Yeah.
After we
and
fixed
I took it and walked right up over that road bank out there, right out in that field with that house trailer behind it. And I don't believe that Ford truck would have done it.
Is that right?
I don't believe it, I'm honest. Because I didn't think I was going to get that house trailer home with that Ford truck. And I didn't have as rough a places to go over as I did out there.
Yeah.
Now, that's true.
Yeah, but now all this was solid.
No.
Except where you come off the...
Yeah.
But that road coming from home is rough.
But where I went and got it wasn't as bad as this place out here, though.
Yeah.
No.
You mean that little dip there at the
That's
ditch?
Right. Yeah. I didn't have that to go through with the Ford truck.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to compare with it. Just pulling right out of a man's driveway on the highway.
Yeah.
Just a little bit upgrade. And I began to think that old Ford wasn't going to make it.
So the lady drove right behind him all the way home.
Yeah, she's afraid. She's afraid he wouldn't make it. So, but anyway, then this boy wanted a trailer built to haul a motorbike on. Well, I had a straight axle, see.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's going to furnish the steel and give me $50 to build him a trailer.
Yeah.
Well, me and Frank can go out there and frame him in 2 hours, have it ready for him in 2 hours' time.
Uh-huh.
That's a quick $50, ain't it?
That's pretty quick, yeah. And he's going to furnish the stuff?
He's going to furnish just the channel iron and the angle iron. He's going to furnish all that.
Mm-hmm.
And give me $50. He's going to furnish the tires.
Uh-huh. And you had the...
I just had the straight axle.
Straight axle.
That's right.
Well, that's worth something. They're kind of hard to find.
Yeah, but see, I've got... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 5 others.
Straight axle?
Yeah.
Regular car width?
Yeah.
How'd you get them? I mean, how they put together?
They're out from under a Model A Ford.
They come that way?
Yeah.
You You just collected them?
Just collected them. That's right.
Don't let Bernard find out.
Well, now, how would you, if it's a narrow, how would you, if you wanted something to haul a tractor on, it'd be too narrow for that.
I extend them.
Cut them in two.
Cut them in two.
Splice it.
Splice it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now, that's already a right smart trading. What else do you do?
I worked all week one day.
And then you got all that done.
Yeah.
Now, where was your trailer? Where'd you have to get that?
Out of Johnson.
There in town?
Yeah, the other side of Hawthorne, 10 miles the other side of Hawthorne.
Oh. Towards Melrose?
No, toward Palatka.
Palatka.
And we brought it in home and cleaned it up.
Cleaned and cleaned and cleaned.
And got it halfway presentable.
And
I did a little work on the old Ford truck for the boy. And got a man's car in the shop now. Put an oil pump on. And Frank's is selling watermelons.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Made $14.61 yesterday afternoon.
Right there at home.
Right home.
Across the road.
Right in front of the house, from my side. On the same side of the road the house is on.
Yeah.
So we don't even have to cross the highway.
Yeah. School's out now.
Yeah.
In a way, I wish it was back in.
Well, that's really moving. What's the lady going to do who had the trailer?
They're going to Georgia.
Yeah.
Moving to Georgia.
The old man just couldn't keep it paid. Didn't have the money.
Yeah. See, I bought it through these other people, see. These other people was a hole in the trailer and the mortgage on it, see.
Oh.
So.
Private.
Yeah. I just bought it through them.
But you knew her.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you said it one Christmas. I babysit it night and day.
Cookie, that's a way yonder ahead of paying $3,000 for an old thing like it was out here.
Yeah. Well, see, I got a two-bedroom trailer over there.
Yeah.
That's all that I had down here was a two-bedroom trailer.
Two-bedroom trailer, a bathroom, a kitchen.
Got some utilities.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a bath and shower in it.
Yeah. If it had been taken care of, they're just a good 10 years old as they are when they start.
Yeah.
Just as good for your purposes. You're not going to have a party in it.
Well, I know. All I'm going to do is just eat and sleep there on weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when we're working in the hay, we'll be down there all the time. First of the week, I want to find out what I got to do to get power put over there.
That's the simplest thing. Just tell them to put your pole. Well, you had the pole and the meter. What is it you have to have? You have to have the pole and the meter, don't you?
Yeah.
And that cable, have a piece of cable.
Yeah.
To go up to meet them. Oh, you know what it is.
We got the cable, too.
Yes, dear, we got the cable, we got the meter, and we got the box. All we got to do is just get it down there, and we got the pole. All I got to do is cut it off and bring it down there. All I have to do is stick it in the ground.
That thing's growing up so fast, and I don't get out there to cut down them little old oak trees.
Oh, there's a pretty pine right there by the door.
Yeah, the pine's nice. And there's some pretty cedars in there.
Cedar's what I meant.
But
it's a
them,
new one.
Yeah. But them oak trees,
yes.
Volunteering, just beating the pines and cedars all together.
You got to
tell
it up.
Well, we'll get them all cleaned out and get down.
And that's for a centipede in there. That's the reason I roped that corner off. Keep the animals from grazing it.
Yeah.
What?
It's in germination, man. It acts like it, don't you?
150. Yeah. It's 100% germination. It acts like it. Market holds.
And, gosh, as long as he can make that kind of money in the run of a day, that's as much money as I'm making.
Yes.
He made good money last year.
So, that's why I brought her with me to kind of look out for me instead of bringing Frank.
Yes.
Leave him there to make that money.
Now all I was
going to
do is clean some more stitches.
We started this morning at 6 o'clock.
Got
this, got about...
on top of the overpass.
Blew out a tire on the truck.
Yeah.
Went down to the foot of the overpass and pulled the trailer over the side. Run back to the house on a flat tire and picked up a couple more tires. Go down to the service station.
They don't
get home at night. No, they never get home. Uh-uh.
They'd have to have twice as many men.
Three times.
In the office, too.
Yeah. They'd have to have a private secretary, Rod Rhythm, to write the tickets, wouldn't they?
Yes. Yeah.
I know six or seven kids around Hawthorne that goes driving around Hawthorne all day. They ain't even got a restricted license.
Yeah.
Yeah? I want to see about, see Mr. Birch. I'll try to see him tomorrow about getting the well drove down over there.
When you go home, no, he's not there now. Jim Livengood. Go down through that rock.
That's hard pan down.
and then you get better water.
yard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it stands. Sometimes in places it'll stand up to your ankles if you get a good rain. It did the other day.
Yeah.
Laura?
Sir?
We've got a lot of work to do. We got to get that trailer setting up on the blocks. And I'm going to leave the tires on it. And that way I won't have to be compelled to buy a tag for it or pay taxes on it.
Is that right? I never knew just what that was, Cookie. I've never gone into that. Now, what is this? What is it?
If you pull the tires off of it and jack it up, it then becomes a permanent dwelling.
I see.
If you leave the tires set on the ground and just jack it up, they don't know what you're going to move that trailer next week.
Yeah. But you'd have to put a tag on it.
Either put a tag on it or pay taxes. Go and give them $10.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and give them $10 and hang a tag on the back of it or throw it under the bed.
Yeah. Well, now, if you put it up on the wheels, it's going to make it too high. You're going to have sinky wheels.
Now, see, my wheels is...
You can't see with that much wheels.
You can't see over half of the wheel.
Uh-huh.
The rest of it's hid up on the trailer.
It's as close as mine does.
Oh, yeah.
See, I had to sink my wheels.
Yeah.
And yours are short wheels anyhow, aren't they?
Yeah.
These, I don't know what these are, 16 inch, I guess.
Yeah, they're about
816
tires.
Yeah,
great big tires.
Yeah, I tried to take them off once, couldn't get them off. Couldn't even get the wheels off. I didn't have a jack or anything to work with.
Well, you know what? I pulled one just about like that when I was in the Army. From Charleston, West Virginia to Blackstone, Virginia. That's going up the mountain into...
Oh.
I'll fix it if I had long enough time. Anyway, one town there right over the West Virginia border. And lost a wheel off of it.
Yeah.
And that thing rolls as far as here to my trailer right down over the hill now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did. I sat right in the middle of the river, had tires for traffic blocks both ways. That thing, when it went off, by the back end kind of curved sideways, you know. Here I was, crossways in the road, no tire on that thing. Man, you talk about somebody moving, I had to move. I run down there and I got that wheel and I brought it back up. Had a little old hydraulic jack. And I put it under it, was going to jack it up, and it wouldn't, didn't have a bit of fluid in it. So I come along with a pickup truck, and he had about a ton and a half hydraulic jack. He got out there and helped me get it jacked up and get it on the road.
Yeah.
People said they're beefy. I don't know if they did or not. I don't think I'm around that time.
Yeah.
They're mighty patient.
Yeah. You know a man can get in a hurry.
$15.
I told about old Hill up there at Santa Fe. That time his tractor broke down and he had 10 or 15 hands waiting to go out in the field to pick beans. And he did hurry. I mean, his shirt tails were flying. That's what we're laughing about here.
Yes, sir.
Well, God, I just when I pulled off the road there, that little road lane goes back through there.
Yeah.
Where we drove back through, my trailer's going to be facing that.
And we've got line curtains in every room, so...
That's the way the boss wanted them. That's the way she said she'd rather have them. Right there in that open spot. You know, there's an open spot in there that ain't got no big trees.
Well, now, you want to get it where the sun won't hit the roof, but you can.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to pull it on up forward.
You got those big pines.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it up close to one of those big pines.
Now, if you make it parallel to the big road and head it into the side road,
mm-hmm.
you can get it up next to them pines there where the sun won't hit as bad in the summer. You don't care in the winter.
That's what I told him too. I said, aren't you going to swerve it around there close? The boss was up this way. Well, I didn't like it.
You can put it right up against them pine trees.
Because, buddy, it got hot out there in the yard and us trying to work in it. But there wasn't nothing, yeah. on, you know, no shade.
The insulation won't do it.
It's
got central heat.
Wonder what they call it. Wonder what they charge for setting up, running a temporary service. Do you know? Florida Power.
Temporary service?
Yeah. That's what it more or less will have to be. That's what they call them. You want to run out to a pole? See, I had to run off of a pole.
That's what they called that a shop.
I've heard that.
Didn't they?
Mm-hmm. But to get it hooked up, you got to pay, I think it's $25 deposit. I think you have to.
I don't know. Can they return it to you later?
Yeah.
Keep it for a year or something?
Keep it till you, well, as long as you have a meter in your name, you've got to have a deposit.
I don't have a deposit anymore.
You don't?
Uh-huh.
They send it all back to you.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. Florida Fire does, but that's where Clay Electric does.
Well, they're probably the same way.
Clay Electric, how's that sound?
Probably about the same.
You'll get to walk at us.
Didn't you get... You got some of them,
no,
I bet.
No, I ain't walk cutters, young'un. That there's brush cutters.
You...
Cool.
Tired of them?
Yeah, worked till noon.
I didn't even work in the hospital yesterday.
Worked till noon. Then I came in and put a pinion seal in the Ford truck, got it ready to go. And Charles and Marilyn, they came up from Maitland. And then Frank got that little Falcon in the shop and got the pan off of it to put an oil pump on it. We got the deep supper last night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Didn't get to bed till 11.
Got up at 6. 5:30. And by the time I get that trailer set up, it's going to be later than that today.
Noon.
That doesn't take very long to do that.
Now I've got to pick that fence back and cut a hole in it. They want to go home, back up, and get a load of stuff and bring down. See, I didn't want to load my truck. Didn't want to put too much stuff in on that little old half-ton pickup, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't know how we were going to handle it.
Now, you swapped that
61 Chevy.
61 Chevy.
Yeah.
That you traded for?
That I traded for.
The other day?
Yes, sir.
They got the saddle out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this and got $50?
$25.
Right.
He's only owned this truck 3 times.
I know what that one is. That's a workhorse.
Yeah.
He beat almost every bit of the dents out of it and painted it with a brush.
Okay. I could sell that truck guy for $300.
Yeah. They sell pretty fast, don't they?
Oh yes.
Chevrolet's
fast movers.
Yeah. Is that one of them old ones?
Yeah, 51.
Yeah, yes, yes.
One of them that you can't hardly tear up.
Yes. Yeah.
Then if you do tear it up, it don't break you up to fix it.
Yeah.
Then I've got that one ton dual wheel truck that we're working on. We're getting it fixed up.
Putting the body on.
Yeah, we're going to bring it down here. And they'll have to, I can't sell it because the title's messed up on it.
Oh.
See, the woman that owned it got killed.
In it.
In it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can't tell it. She's hauling watermelons on it. Last year. And the drag link came off, threw her in a ditch, and it turned over, but she had the watermelon stacked so high, and the body's on it so high, and when it turned over, it didn't bang it up. But it killed her. It turned right over on top of her.
What come loose?
The drag link on the steering. Pitman arm.
Yeah.
That's what come loose on Grandpa's, and Grandpa went flying through the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got it. We're fixing it up, putting a body on it. Knock the rust spots off of it. I think I've got an old dirty paintbrush up there. I'll throw a paint job on it to keep it from rusting anymore. Bring it down here.
Black.
And dual wheels. I can get a tag for it. That's all we need for them. Just to get a tag for it.
Mm-hmm.
And put a body on it. We can haul. If we want to haul cows, we can haul cows. We want to haul hay, we can haul hay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do us more good than three or four trucks like the Ford will.
Yeah.
Actually,
oh, yeah.
If you want to put 3 ton of fertilizer on it, you can get 3 ton.
And just let it sit there.
That's right, because it's got them big dual tires on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you still got them little tractor tires?
Yes, sir.
Throw them in, and I'll put them on.
Okay, I'll try to get them cleaned out today. They're not, I tell you what they are, they're the same size rim, but they're just a little bit bigger around like this, which won't make any difference.
No. So they'll stay on.
They'll stay on, eh?
Yeah. I don't know, next week, we may have to cut some of this grass.
I kind of figured on maybe next Saturday. If you wanted to.
Yeah. See, the cutting, the mowing is very simple. If we get that blade fixed.
Yeah, I aim to bring them. I got them pieces, and I aim to bring them.
Oh, you got them?
Oh, yeah, I done got them.
So bring them back with you. Let's put them on. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, that's the end of this beautiful little tape. The tape's no good, but it's so interesting. And Laura, you see, is his sidekick. And she picks him up just as quickly as Frank does. And when we finished in here, we collected the tools, and I took the tractor on over there where his trailer was. We spent a couple of hours getting that trailer straightened out. And that little truck, you know, it won't pull now the gears. But anyhow, you see, that's another story. And this is Channel 1 over. Round 370, Sunday the 8th of June, 69. Sunday the 8th of June, 69. This is the end of that beautiful, marvelous little session in the kitchen with Cookie and Laura. Frank's over selling watermelons in front of the house, right on his side of the road. Now this is that marvelous tape on Tuesday night, the 10th of June, 69, when Cookie came out right after that big 3.5-inch rain with the fertilizer. He had said he had to run fast to keep the rain from getting the fertilizer. Now, he even bought this fertilizer. He never did give me the bill or anything, and that set a record. See, everything had been deferred. They've had those hard days at the shop. You get home and there's something to do, somebody's machinery to work on. It looked like the haymaking was put aside.
I stopped up there and was going to get me a civic bicycle for you. And I thought I didn't have one. I said, well, you got one in the bar, I can get you a load in. He said, I sure have it. He said, if I did have it, you'd have it. And I said, well, I want to try to outrun it. And I did. It didn't rain over a bit till I got over here to make an opening.
Oh, it didn't?
No. And I could see it had been raining back up that way.
Yeah.
But I believe it come this way.
It wasn't raining in town.
No.
Well, I just got the weather here, and Jacksonville didn't know it'd been raining over here. They said the weather was 94, 84 something in Gainesville.
And, I called Helen. She said, well, don't come this way because it's raining.
Well, where'd you get it? Make it open.
I stopped up at that. I didn't stop. I could see in Gainesville, and I stopped at the Stanley service station up there, see?
Yeah.
Fuel station.
Yeah.
That United Rental, see? And I think, well, now he sure has got a car for you.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have the first one.
Yeah.
And mine's laying out here on the tractor.
Yeah.
So,
is that all you got? That little old?
Yeah, that's all I got. It's big enough to it'd be big enough to cover up the fertilizer though, but I had it.
It'd been hell. Had nothing to hold it with.
So well, I've got a rope in the truck.
Yeah.
But
well, you know what it done? It's the biggest rain I can't remember when it's big.
I know some road down here. Why, there's gullies washed out in the road down here. They are. Where he cut off, you know, off the hard top down there?
Yeah.
Why, there's gullies way deep.
Which way did you come? Did you come the short way or did you come around?
No, I come around where I keep up some speed.
Yeah.
To keep that rain blowing over the back of my truck, see, to keep getting fertilizer. But I didn't even slow down when I hit this I rode out here. I just kept motoring.
It's 3.5 inches, Cookie.
3.5 inches?
And it rained a solid half hour. And part of the time, I was sitting out there in the shed, and it made so much noise, it couldn't hear the radio on the car. That's how hard it rained.
3.5 inches in 30 minutes.
Now, that's a record.
That's a record.
Sure is.
Well.
Yes, that's a record.
Well, we were real surprised to see you come roaring up here.
Yeah.
Well, I was roaring too, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were roaring, yeah.
Boy.
Yes,
sir.
Mm-hmm. Front tire on the tractor is thin.
I laid those tires over there at the trailer. I ain't to tell you, and I forgot it.
I saw those tires over, and they're the ones you brought.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why? Because...
Well, anyhow, it went on. It wasn't gravelly or anything.
Yeah.
And I moved out that side lane over there at Meganova from Mr. Weaver, Mike Weaver. He's one of my friends over there. And I
come around
his truck. You get some of this fertilizer. Yes. Oh, me, you had a big day?
Oh, I'm telling you that I'm going to run me crazy today.
Cookie, what is it that wears a man out down there except that concrete?
Everybody wants everything done at one time.
Yeah. Right now.
And they come out there and they say, I want this done. Then they come back and say, I want that done. Well, you don't even want to get started doing one thing until they've got three or four more that they want you to quit and do right now. Just like that.
Yeah.
Well, Rome wasn't made in a day, and an automobile is not going to be fixed in no split second.
Yeah.
Just like Jay Day wanted me to switch tires on a T-Bird. And I had to jack the frame up now, jack the body up off the tires, the rear tires.
Yeah.
To get him out from under the fender. And he said, can you have it for me in 5 minutes?
Who said that?
Yeah, Jay.
Well, he ought to know. How long it'd take you, sir?
Cookie? I'd be glad to show you my plate.
No, thanks. No.
No, you're going home. You don't need it. You're not as ready.
I just put this out.
He has all
some coffee.
Cigars and coffee.
Cigars and coffee. Now that is right.
Well, you wouldn't want this little...
Cookie, what was that you said here one time? I remember the substance. I forget how you said it. You said it just give you a little coffee and cigar and you'd be off.
That's right.
Now, how'd you say that?
Just give me coffee and a cup of coffee and a cigar and something to an automobile or something to work on and I'm gone.
Well, now you done that for years, didn't you?
That's right. I'm still doing it.
Out on them trucks, you know.
That's
out
right.
On the highway.
Yes, sir. When I was driving truck, long distance,
mm-hmm.
I'd grab me a cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes. And I'd light a cigarette off the other one. And a handful of pills.
Pills?
That's right.
For a stomach ache?
Keep you awake.
Keep me awake.
Keep awake.
Benzedrine. Them things will kill you.
They sure will.
I went for 17 days and nights, I want you to know, and I never shut an eye.
Cookie.
I did.
What stopped you? You wrecked the thing?
No. I didn't have another load. If I'd had a load at the terminal in Des Moines, Iowa, I'd have been going. I just kept moving.
But
weren't
you dead? Still dead?
No, I feel good.
Well, good. Okay. You see, your trouble's up there. Same get on your nerve. I say, well, that wouldn't bother me. Other fellow's troubles, you see, don't bother me.
Uh-huh.
But I go to that office where I am, and I know what eats on me. It ain't the work you do, just rapid faith. It ain't the work you do, but just very definite things that eat on you.
That's right. And
you can say what they are, and it wouldn't mean a thing to anybody else.
That's right. Just like I worked at my, where I was more or less my own boss when I was on the line for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just hard, you know, for me to walk out of that and walk up there and have to do just the specific thing that somebody tells me to do, see.
Is that right?
That's it,
thank you. Is that right?
That's right. You know, after you worked, say for instance, if you had been farming out here for all these many years, then you'd go in there and sit down in that office and have to do what somebody else said to do. Now, before long, would that get annoying to you?
Somebody a letter and fill out this report.
That's right.
You might not have it on your mind.
That's right.
You might be thinking about something else.
That's right. But I've got my own way that I would do each particular thing, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jay's got a different way.
Mm-hmm. And when you're working for him, you have to do it his way.
That's right.
Well, it makes a difference.
And that tires.
Oh, I just get so tired all through my chest and down my back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not chorea. That's just too much what I call sitting in the office.
Right. And I don't care now. That nigger that I got working for me, when he first started to work, he was conscientious about his work and tried to do good work. But I don't care. Sooner or later, a nigger's going to prove himself. Am I right or wrong? He's going to prove he's a nigger. Well, he done it today, and Jay caught up with him.
Oh.
He sure did.
Is that right? What happened?
He had serviced this Thunderbird that I was working on. And...
Now, Thunderbird's way up there, ain't it?
Yes, sir. And he didn't grease the upper ball joints in front because they were as dry as a tabletop.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay said, Cookie said, how come you didn't service this automobile? I said, Jay, I didn't service it to start with.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, yes, you did. He said, I got the work order on it. I said, no, I didn't. I walked over to my toolbox and the door where I keep all my yellow sheets of my work orders. I started leafing down and I found it. I said, looky here, my number's not 26.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the dead wood on him that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if he didn't get it, nah, he got next to Ronnie.
How'd you do?
He just chewed him all over.
JJ?
Yes, sir.
I bet he can.
He can do it.
What'd you say?
He told him, he said, I'm going to check after you. And he said, the next goddamn time that I find a vehicle not greased properly, he said, that's going to be it. And he will, too. He'll fire him just that quick.
And he stood there and let him have it a while?
Yeah, he sure did. And
rubbed it in?
All over. Morning, wherever.
Now that goes on all the time, doesn't it?
That's all the time. And whenever I have to take it, I get there. That's worse.
Well, that's the way it is with me.
No matter what you're into, you got, it is the same sort of.
Somebody gets it all the time.
That's
I guess.
Right.
I don't care what you're working in.
You see, no matter how good a man he is,
mm-hmm.
He still gets reamed.
Mm-hmm.
I get it all the time. They don't seem to ever get anything straight, at least from my point of view.
Well, Jay don't know nothing about a vehicle to start with, see. That's what makes it so bad.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
If he was mechanically inclined himself,
mm-hmm.
it would be altogether different. He would have some knowledge of what it takes to do a particular job.
Yeah.
Well, how'd he catch this thing the color boy didn't do it? It didn't grease.
He asked me and I told him. I wouldn't lie to him for nobody.
What'd they ask you?
He asked me, he said, was this car serviced out? I said, it don't look like the top ball joints. It had very much grease in them.
Oh. What are the top ball joints?
In the front, right behind your tire, you got.
Yeah, oh, I see, the way down there,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And they're hard to get to.
Yeah, so you just leave them.
They're hard to get to. You got to take a 5/16 plug out. And you got to get to pull the wheel 99% of the time to get them. Pull the front wheel.
Oh.
You sure do.
Oh.
And do it right. You got to. I know, because I've serviced too many of them. That's why the first thing when I started to service one of them cars, I jerked the front wheels off.
Oh, really?
I jerk in front wheels off. Then I can see what I need to do and what I need to see.
That's on them Thunderbirds and them high price ones?
That's on them Thunderbirds and also them Cadillacs and Oldsmobiles.
Oh.
I never heard of that, could you?
There they are. On them Cadillacs you got a little rubber plug in the top of that ball joint. Little rubber plug about just about as big as that right there.
Oh.
And there ain't no way if you get up there and get that thing out, you get grease in there and then put it back in like it's supposed to, and that tire in your way.
Mm-hmm.
They can all say what they please, but now you can't do it.
Well, you take the wheel off, that is, take the lugs out.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, just take the. I've got the air wrench there and I can just snap them off just that quick,
yeah.
See?
Uh huh.
It's
well,
quicker, actually. To jerk them wheels off and do the job and do it right.
Well, this colored boy, was he just a new boy or?
Yeah, he'd been there about 6 months. He's not very new.
Well, you ought to learn that time, aren't
you? Yeah, but it's just like I say, it takes them so long to prove themselves that they're a nigger. They'll prove it.
Pretty soon they'll just throw off.
That's right. Pretty soon they get duelists.
Huh?
They get duelists and just won't do the job right.
Hey, what was that cookie said that one time? I was trying to remember that. We're sitting in here talking. Talking in the world like that.
It felt so good sometimes when you had a day at the. He said it some way. When you had a hard day at the office, just to sort of go home and eat supper and.
Yes.
And just get out.
Sit down at supper and then.
Clear out.
What was that?
I might not give you the exact words, but I can tell you what I meant. Go home, eat your supper, get in your automobile, and just clear out. Just go on out. Get away from everything. Now, that does you more good sometimes than anything you can do. Because I love to trade. You all know that.
Huh?
I love to trade.
Just go out and trade a little?
That's right. Go out and trade a little.
Sort of like a recreation.
That's right.
More fun than going to the movies.
Sure. We never go to a movie.
Uh-huh.
No, we never go to a movie. My children would rather come down here to go to a movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, why in the world does anyone want to go to them filthy movies?
That's just it. My children, they can look at the pictures in the paper where they advertise them. They say, gosh, Mommy, I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Children don't like that stuff.
No.
If they've got something else, yeah.
Well, that just brings my horses right back to their place.
Mm-hmm.
They love them horses.
Yeah. Well, now, Faye's daddy. Oh, he'd spend the day in town at the bank, insurance, or he's a city squire there, town squire. And then you'd think he had enough of it.
Now, this is the end of Channel 1, over. This is the end of Channel 1, over. And I'll continue Cookie's tape on Tuesday night, the 10th of June, 69, the other side. This is the end of Channel 1, over. This is the end of Channel 1, and in the middle of Cookie's tape on Tuesday night, 10th of June, 69, when he brought that load of fertilizer just after that huge 3.5-inch rain.